Hi everyone, welcome again to A Plus English. Hey dude, are you ready for today's show?
Hey dude, what's that?
Well, it means hey friend, hey my friend, but it's a cool way to say hi.
Oh, okay. Hey dude, I'm ready to start the show.
Alright, well today's show is all about a great thing you can do for fun at the ocean.
At the ocean, you mean, swimming?
Well, there is some swimming, but no, it's actually surfing.
Surfing, you mean 冲浪咯。
Right, being out on the ocean, riding the waves.
所以我们今天要谈的呢是 surfing, 冲浪这个运动。But 今天的主角是谁呢？今天的主角是 Jane and Jesse.
Right, and they will show us all about surfing for the next 3 days. So let's take a look at the first day's conversation.
Surfing the wild waves.
Conversation A.
Hey dude, are you ready to hit the water?
You don't sound like a real surfer.
But I know some cool moves.
Are you trying to fly like a bird?
Well, maybe there's still more to learn.
I'll say, but first, we need to rent some boards.
Let's go to the surf shop.
Wow, I don't know, Anna. Do you think Jim really knows how to surf?
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But he is ready to hit the water. He asks Jesse if Jesse is ready.Now, when you are ready to do something, well, that means you have done everything you need to do before. So now, when you do that thing, it'll be no problem. You're ready to do it.
That's right. 其实 ready 呢就是个形容词，叫做准备好的。不过我们多半会搭配 be 动词在前面 ，be ready to do something， 准备好要做某事。所以我也可以问 Bill， Hey Bill。Are you ready to give us another example?
Sure, let's see. I am ready to write a story. So I'll be back at maybe the end of today's show.
I think we'd better finish our show first.
But this is an important story.
Yeah, I know, but...
It's my homework.
Yeah, right. 但是重点是这个例子叫做 be ready to do something. 所以还是等一下再写吧。好,后面还有一个叫做Hit the water. Can we hit the water?
Well, you can. Like, I won't hit your water. When you hit the water, it means you jump in. You go have fun. You can use this phrase in many ways. Like, if you are getting ready to start a trip, you can say, hey, let's hit the road.
所以这里的 hit 其实蛮特别的，因为 hit 我们都会记是打啊，或者是撞击的意思。难道我们可以 hit the water 吗？其实指的是下水。那准备好下水了吗？ Are you ready to hit the water? 其实可以这么说。不过接下来 Jesse 的回应蛮好玩的，他很直接。You don't sound like a real surfer.
Right. I think that Jim is trying to be cool. Look, there's that word again. Hey, dude.Now, when he says this, well, he does not make Jesse think that Jim knows what he's doing. Now, when you are a real something, it means you truly can do that thing. Because real really means true.
That's right. 所以这里的 real 呢其实是个形容词，就是真的。那么现在 Jesse 的意思是，你听起来好像不像是一个真正会Surfing 会去冲浪的人，冲浪者。不过在这里还有一个重点，这边所谓的 sound like 是介系词，是像的意思。等一下我们还会看到 fly like， Sound like 就是听起来像 Fly like something 就是飞起来像什么什么
I know you can fly like an eagle
Fly like an eagle
To the sea
To the sea?
Fly like an eagle Let my spirit carry me
Okay
It's from a song
Oh really? It's from
a
song?
Yeah
Okay 不过我还可以造一个句子我可以说 Hey BillYou look like a doctor with your glasses.
Well, thank you. For my first job as a doctor today, I have nothing, I'm sorry. Bad joke.
Bill, does that mean you are not a doctor? You just look like a doctor?
Right, you just look like a doctor. But if you use this word like, it doesn't have to be not true. It can be true, but it can also mean, like you're saying,that you don't really mean it, right?
所以其实有两种语义，比如说，你看起来像是个博士 ，you look like a doctor， 可能你真的是个博士，也有可能不是博士，要看上下文的语义啦，或当时的情境，但是不一定把它解读成与事实相反。好，所以在这里呢是个重点，叫做 like 当介系词的用法。不过接下来呢 ，Jim 就为自己辩驳啦。Well, I know some cool moves.
Oh, right. So he's saying that he knows some cool things to do when he's surfing. You know, some really fun and really great to watch moves. I mean, when you move, well, you move your body. So if you have some cool moves, well, if you're surfing, maybe it's like...
如果这样表演的话就比较具体啦其实 move 当动词就是移动嘛那肢体上的一种移动呢如果解读成名词的话就变成是姿势了不过接下来我们就看了 Jesse 的回应是 Are you trying to fly like a bird?
Right, I think that's what Jim was doing He was trying to do his moves But Jesse is thinking That's not what you do when you surfSo he's making a joke.
That's right. 不过这个时候呢，那个 Jim 呢，终于还是呢有一点点退让了。Maybe there's still something to learn. 而 Jesse 的回答，他说的是 I'll say. Say what?
Well, I guess it means I'll say I agree. Or I'll say that's true. When you say I'll say after somebody tells you something, you're just showing that you really agree with them.
哦，了解。所以在这里的 I'll say 呢，其实是同意对方的说法，也就是我们中文讲当然咯，完全正确是比较口语的用法。But now they need to rent something, right?
Right, they have to rent their boards. And when you rent something, well, you borrow it for a short time. You have to bring it back when you're finished. And because you rent, you have to pay for it too.
That's right. Rent 就是我们动词所谓的租 But what can we rent? 我们能租些什么东西呢
Well, you can rent all kinds of things, like maybe your apartment, or a car, or maybe, I don't know, a motorcycle.
所以可以租房子啦 rent an apartment, rent a house, 或者是租车子 rent a car. 那现在他们要租什么呢 They're going to rent some boards.
Right, they're going to rent surfboards, and a board...Well, that's a big flat piece of wood. Doesn't have to be wood, but that's where the word comes from.
Board 就是板子的意思。那么接下来对话如何？他们要到哪里去租板子呢？我们先休息一下，待会马上回来。
Surfing the wild waves.
Conversation B.
Do you have surfboards for beginners?
Sure. Try this longboard. It's easier to stand on.You need some wax?
Yeah. So our boards will shine.
No. Wax helps our feet stay on the board.
Wait. Don't forget your leg rope.
Yeah. You don't want to lose your board in the water.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
That Jim, he tries to show that he knows how to surf, but what's the first thing he asks here?
Do you have surfboards for beginners?
Right, so he doesn't know what he's doing. A beginner is somebody who just started doing something. I mean, look at the word. It has a verb, to begin, to start doing something. Then you put er at the end, and that means someone who does this thing is a beginner.
没错。所以其实哦，动词后面加上 er 的话，就是做动作的人。如果你了解动词 begin 就是开始的意思，那么 beginner 当然指的就是初学者。不过在这里很特别哦， beginner 它的拼法呢，是因为前面有受到短母音加上子音的影响，所以后面这个后面的所谓的 n 呢，是重复字尾再加上 er。其实类似的字像 run 是跑。那么 runner, R-U-N-N-E-R, 是重复字尾再加上 er.
Or maybe swim, and then swimmer.
That's right. 因为 swim 的这个 I 呢是发短母音 A, 所以 swimmer 是重复字尾的 M, 再加上 er.
But you know, it doesn't always work. Like somebody who cooks is not a cooker, they're a cook. But if you don't know the word,You can always try it and ask somebody if it's right.
没错，像英文其实它例外有点多啦，所以是 cook 这个字呢，它是烹饪的意思。可是 cooker 可不是厨师哦， cooker 指的是所有的这些厨具，而 cook 本身就有厨师的意思。所以不管如何，如果你有疑问的话，还是可以查字典啦，或者是问老师。
Now the person in the store answers Jim's question. He says, "Sure, try this longboard."It's easier to stand on. There's that word board again, and it's a long board, so it's really long. But first, he says, sure. And when you say sure, you mean yes, but not just yes. It's like no problem, or of course. You really want to show that it's yes.
Sure 就是所谓的当然咯 Sure 当然口语当中蛮常用到的像我现在就可以问问看 Bill Don't you think surfing is exciting?
Oh sure I used to do it when I was back in North America It's a lot of fun
Wow but don't you think it's not easy to learn how to surf?
Well it isn't It takes a lot of hard workAnd when something is easy, of course, it's no problem to do. It doesn't take much hard work. Now, something can also be, like it says here, easier to do something. So the idea is, this longboard is easier to stand on. Easier than what? Well, maybe a shortboard.
所以其实在这边呢是一个虚主词的句型 It is 加形容词 to do something 做这件事情是如何如何所以呢如果要站在这个比较长的板子上是比较容易站的 It's easier to stand on this long board
Yeah, and when you stand on something Well, you're standing and you're on it So I can show an example by standing on thisTable.
No.
Okay.
You don't have to. Stand on 呢就是站在什么什么上面的意思。不过我觉得后面这个字比较需要解释。
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I am sure. Okay. Then the clerk says, you need some wax. Now, what is wax?
Right. Wax is a special kind of stuff that you can use for many things. For example, candles are, of course, made out of wax. Now, for surfers,Hey, look, another ER word. They use wax on their board to help them stand because it makes their feet stick to the board.
所以在这里蛮特别的哦，因为其实还需要一些 wax. Wax 就是蜡的意思。那 Jim 在这里的解读不一样，他说 Yeah, so our boards will shine.
Right, I said it helps your feet stick to the board, but Jim doesn't know that. When something shines, well, it looks... like it has a lot of light coming from it, like it's very bright. So he's saying the wax will help the board look cool, but no, he's wrong.
没错，那在这里的 shine 呢，其实我们先看一下，它是动词，就是闪耀啦或发光的意思。不管是折射光线还是本身发光，都可以会造成 shine 的这个效果。比如说 the sun shines， 太阳可能会非常的闪耀，或者是 the moon shines， the stars shine。
Now this is one of our words you can use as a noun too. You can talk about the shine on something. Like when I exercise, the shine on my head.
所以它其实也可以当成名词，指的是闪耀的这种光芒。不过接下来呢 ,Clerk 又提醒他们 don't forget your leg rope.
Right, when you forget something, you don't take it with you. And you did not mean to leave it behind, right?
Forget 就是动词所谓忘记的意思。Hey Bill, do you forget things very often?
Never. I always what did you ask me? I forgot.
Well, I say, do you forget things very often?
Oh, never. I always know what did you ask me?
我想他常常忘记事情。Anyway, forget 就是忘记的意思。好，后面还有一个。Leg rope. What is rope?
Well, a rope is something that's very long that you can use to tie things together to help pull things up. Maybe if you're in a tree or on top of a building. It's just like a very long but strong piece of string.
所以其实听到 string 这个字大概就晓得这个 rope 是什么意思。Rope 就是绳子的意思咯。
Now, of course, we also...Use our leg rope so that we don't forget and lose the board. And that means the board is gone.
Lose 是动词，就是失去了，丢掉的意思。接下来是什么单元呢？
Well, let's take a look at our word power words.
Word power.
Word power.
Hey Jenny, what do you think of my dance moves?
It's interesting.
Interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's one of our word power words today, so I thought I'd do that to make it more fun.
Fun and real?
And real. Okay, first word power word today is real. Real.
Real, 形容词真正的。
A real player will never give up in a game.
一个真正的球员呢，比赛时绝不会放弃。Will you give up, Bill?
Never.
You are a real player.
I know. Now the second word is move. Move.
Move, 名词，动作。Right.
Kevin knows many dance moves.
Kevin 呢，可以做很多的舞蹈动作 ，like.Bill.
Not as many as me, though. The third word is beginner. Beginner.
Beginner, 名词初学者。
I'm a beginner. I just started learning swimming.
我是初学者，我才刚开始学游泳。
Keep swimming. You won't be a beginner for much longer. The last word is forget. Forget.
Forget, 动词忘记，它的三态是 forget, forgot,Forgot, 或者是 forget, forgot, forgotten.
Don't forget the tickets for the show.
别忘记这场表演的票哦。
All right, there's our word power words. Don't go anywhere.
Keep in mind.
So, Bill, do you like my new hairstyle today?
Your hair. I knew there was something different. It looks beautiful, like a princess.
Oh, thank you. You are so nice.
Well, thanks. What about me? How is my hair?
Well, it looks like a bowl of noodles, 像一碗面.
A bowl of noodles?I said your hair looked nice.
But I'm just telling the truth.
Oh, well, that's not nice.
我们今天学到的是关于 like 的用法。首先呢，它当动词的时候指的是喜欢。He likes my new hairstyle, 就是喜欢的意思。那如果是介系词的话呢，它是像的意思哦。So his hair is like a bowl of noodles. 他的头发呢，像一坨泡面哦。
Here's an example. I could say, I like noodles.
Yeah, 他喜欢泡面面。
And my hair does not look like a bowl of noodles or rice or anything.
It's not true. It really looks like a bowl of noodles.
Whatever you say.
Surfing the wild waves.
Hey dude, are you ready to hit the water?
You don't sound like a real surfer.
But I know some cool moves.
Are you trying to fly like a bird?
Well, maybe there's still more to learn.
I'll say, but first, we need to rent some boards.
Let's go to the surf shop. Do you have surfboards for beginners?
Sure. Try this longboard. It's easier to stand on. You need some wax?
Yeah. So our boards will shine.
No. Wax helps our feet stay on the board.
Wait.Don't forget your leg rope.
Yeah. You don't want to lose your board in the water.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Review time!
All right, Jenny, let's do our first surfing review time game.
我们今天呢要来做这个冲浪的复习。今天要做的是问答题。
Right, so this is a short answer. Now, easy to do. First question is...Why do beginners need longer surfboards?
为什么这些初学者需要比较长的这个冲浪板呢? Why? Because it's easier to stand on longer surfboards.
That's right. It makes it easier to stand and not fall into the water.
比较容易站在这个上面。
Now, number two is, what's the wax for?
这个 wax, 这个蜡到底是用来干嘛的呢?It helps your feet stay on the board. 它呢可以帮助你的脚呢留在这个停在这个板子上不会滑掉。
Right, it makes your feet stay there so you don't fall into the water.
You're right.
Now the third one is, why do surfers need a leg rope?
为什么这些 surfer 冲浪者呢需要一个脚绳呢? Why?
Well, you know it's going to have something to do withfalling in the water.
So they won't lose the board in the water. 如果跌下去了，没关系，还有这个脚绳，那个冲浪板呢就不会不见了。
Right. So remember, if you're just starting to surf, longboard, wax, board rope.
没有错。初学者呢，这个蜡还有脚绳，还有比较长的冲浪板，别忘了。
All right, we've got a few more things for you, so don't go anywhere.
With phrases.
I'll say.
Our friends are coming to dinner. It'll be fun.
I'll say, can you cook some steaks with your fire? That'll be good.
I'll say, here I go. Watch.
The steaks are black now. Let me try some chicken.
Oh, you cooked it too much, too.
I'll say, let's just order pizza.
I'll say, that's the best idea.